from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iran put on notice, according to the president. President Trump says Iran has been formally put on notice for its ballistic missile launch, and he warned that he'll handle Tehran in whatever way he sees appropriate, including militarily.
Nothing is off the table. I haven't eased anything.
In a series of tweets, Mr. Trump also continued his condemnation of the agreement that the U.S. and five other world powers reached to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. A knife-wielding man shouted Allahu Akbar, God is great, in Arabic, as he attacked French soldiers on patrol near the Louvre Museum on Friday in what officials described as a suspected terror attack. The soldiers first tried to fight off the attacker and then opened fire, shooting him five times. The attack at an entrance to a shopping mall that extends beneath the museum sowed panic and again highlighted the threat French officials say hangs over their country. The suspect was shot five times and is now in a Paris hospital. North Korea's leader has dismissed the country's state security minister on charges of corruption, abuse of power, and human rights abuses committed by his agency, according to South Korea's unification ministry. South Korea said Friday that Kim Jong-un dismissed key aide Kim Won-hong in mid-January. Unification Ministry official said the sudden firing of the spy chief could heighten North's instability by increasing anxiety among the ruling elite. And U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis was in Tokyo today, where he met with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Earlier today in South Korea, Mattis said any nuclear attack by North Korea on the U.S. or any of its allies would be met with effective and overwhelming response. This is